Gamma, brothers and sisters, you are listening to the Alchemist Labs, and I am your DJ, Orpheus Hayes, on freethinkradio.com, radiocalisti.net, and Spirit Planets Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplanetsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplanetsradio.com, schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
This concept of connectivity is intimately linked to the concept of complexity. And so really what I'm saying is that the universe is getting its act together. It's connecting the dots. It's bringing everything into co-relationship with everything else. And somehow it does this through the production of consciousness. Consciousness is this integrative function in biology which takes
thank you.
Sometimes called nature, the great spirit, the realm of the sisters, but this is what they came from, understood, and was comfortable with. And in fact, it is true. Our own decision to view the universe as dead, as inanimate, as unintelligent, allowed us, permitted us to dissect it, use it, and deny its validity outside of human purpose. Now the consequences of living like that is coming back to haunt us. Now we have almost destroyed our home. We have almost cut the earth from beneath our own feet. So this impulse during the dialogue and the cat is a survival instinct. At this point, we must give reverence and credence to nature and nature's methods, because no other methods will allow us to work our way out of the present misery. High temperature, high energy resource extraction, commodification, mega agriculture, we're at the end of the world for these things. So the archaic holds answers, but it only holds answers if we are willing to think of the universe as a living, intelligent entity in with which we are in partnership, not set against, but that in fact we are a part of a morphogenetic intent, and an unfolding reality that is larger than we understand. Larger than we understand.
Thank you.
Yeah, brothers and sisters, you are listening to the Alchemistry Labs, and I am your DJ, Orpheus Stains, on freethinkradio.com, radiocalisti.net, and Spirit Planets Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplanetsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplanetsradio.com, schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
We can just change things by monitoring our surroundings. Feel your head rise and fall.
Are you concerned about your safety?
And you might achieve giants. Keep repeating this to yourself. My mind is masculine. My mind is masculine. Remember the ancient Buddhist proverb, if you believe in yourself, everything that you might have forgiven can't be unforgiven. Keep focusing on your breath. Keep disturbing thoughts are the way they make you decide these fucking problems. Notice how your body and the star sign are one with the universe. Observe how your bodies and the universe are connected. Keep in mind the ancient Chinese folk wisdom. Self-awareness is the juncture of the divine of eternity and the expansion of quiet sense of silence. Do you really think it's cool that a 44-year-old who's obsessed with animals is in fantasy? Try to focus on how the air you breathe is reacting relatively to the air that surrounds you. Without the stupidity of indoctrination, one cannot gain acceptance amongst peers. Try not to think about the fact that a non-sexual relationship bites back. If we all meditate, we can make ex-girlfriends laugh. Without bestiality, there can be no self-confrontation. Let this wise old saying be your guide. A large, complex sex miscreation we call globalism is made up of acts of cruelty, punchback, sense of international bankers' fire. Breathe in. Try not to think about the fact that another sexual relationship binds back. Without this deal, there can be no self-confrontation. Suppression comes in. Hunchbacks and international bankers fuck. Meditate on this insight. You can distribute inefficiency. Allow your brain to relax. We'll be right back.
Thank you.